This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's going on? I'm talking right now with George Corpse Grinder Fisher. He is vocalist for a band we all know called Cannibal Corpse. And he also has a solo album, which is appropriately titled Corpse Grinder, coming out working with the mighty Jamie Josta from Hatebreed. We all hear about what he did with Dee Snider, and now he's doing it with Corpse Grinder, man. It's going to be awesome, coming out February 4th through Perseverance Label Group.
25th. We had to change the date.
Oh, my bad. What was it again?
The 25th.
25th. Okay.
Yeah, we had to back. It originally was the 4th, but we had to back it up.
Wikipedia lies, man.
Wikipedia's had my birthday wrong. Well, it's correct now, but it was wrong for the longest time.
All right. Okay. So let's jump in, man. I got one question we ask every artist, and I feel like you might have a good one. Pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got the scar, and show us if you can.
Oh yeah, right here. Right. You won't even be able to see it. It's you really won't be able to see it. It's a little cut right there. But you know, just running around my friend's backyard, and they had those metal fences for the garden. Mm-hmm. And there was a piece broke off and sticking out, and it just ripped my arm. I didn't even know it. I was running around, you know, my friend Jimmy's like, dude, you're bleeding. I'm like, what? And yeah. I never got I was told to, you know, get it
stitched up.
Get stitched up and just, yeah, you know, I was just too proud. And I was 8 years old, maybe, and just was like, whatever. It's just a cut. Who cares? I have one on my leg. You can't see down here, but apparently, according to my mother, it's so long. The one on my leg is so long ago that I don't really remember that it happened. But I guess I was jumping on the bed. Was told, you know, don't jump on the bed. That's age old thing.
Yeah.
And apparently a spring popped out of the mattress and stuck me in a leg. That's according to my mother. So I don't know. You know. But, you know, it happens.
Wow. Now you have the story to tell. So I guess we'll get back on topic here. Everyone wants to know about the new record and new Cannibal tour and everything. So, but we just had to get that out there. So, sure. Working with Jostin, man, first off, how long ago, did you have the idea to do a solo record, and how do you approach that as opposed to, you know, Cannibal? Like, is there a different approach to it?
No, I mean, look, I have been asked this question a lot.
Sure.
During all these interviews for this, because people are just like, well, you had to come up with this idea. No, Jamie came to me about doing a record. He's like, hey man, you know, after I sang on his second solo record, Jamie came to me and was like, hey, I want to do a record with you. Let's, you know, I'll write some stuff, whatever, sing on it. Yeah. Okay, cool. Of course, it's Jamie. He rules, you know? Yeah. And that was that. Before that ever happened, of course, I'd always thought about doing a record. I think anybody thinks about doing a record, you know, by themselves. So, you know, with technology today, you don't even have to play guitar, and you could write your own riffs, and you don't have to play drums and write your own drum beats. So I always thought about, you know, because, you know, who doesn't sing in the shower to their own songs, you know? Yeah. So I'd always had it kind of in my mind, but when he came to me with it, it was like, okay, this is going to be obviously a different thing. It's not anything I'm thinking about musically. Mm-hmm. He was like, hey man, we did the record. I did the song, They Want Your Soul. And the reaction was so great. He's like, hey, oh, bro, I want to do a song. I want to do an album with you. And I was like, sure, let's do it, you know? And that was it. And, you know, I mean, this record's been done for a little bit, you know, we've had it done for a while, you know. Last year, I recorded the vocals right after we did Violence Unimagined. So, probably within 2 months, 3 months after, you know, we did the last Cannibal record, I did the vocals for it. And we just, you know, it was like you said before, it was supposed to come out in February. We were trying to get it out before Christmas, before that, and just it happened, you know. But yeah, the idea was always in my head to do something, but then, you know, it just never came to fruition. And he brought it up to me, and they were, and him and Charlie, you know, Nick recorded the record, and, you know, Belmore, you know, the Belmore brothers, they recorded. And, you know, I got a hold of Rutan. Hey, it's, you know, I got this record that we're gonna, that I want to do. And he was fortunately open to be able to do it. And yeah.
Cool, man. Well, you know, speaking of Rutan there, you know, obviously on the newest Cannibal records, Violence Unimagined, incredible record, by the way.
Thank you.
Absolutely, man. I'm looking forward. You guys are going to be coming through Showbox Market March 7th. Had to get that in there. So get your tickets. So working with Eric Rutan, you had done that in the past, obviously, with recording the band, you know, producing the band and whatnot. What was it like instead to have him as a full-time member? Because I just thought, man, it must be so cool to have him contributing to writing riffs. And he's such a mastermind with that just like brutal metal.
It was just, I mean, excuse me, the transition super easy. I mean, so with this Corpse Grinder record and the two Paths of Possession records I did, I've done like eight records with Eric, you know, he's recorded. Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of the guest spots I've done over the years, I've done, you know, a lot of the Metalocalypse stuff I did. I did it at his studio. So for me, you know, just him being in the band, he'd already done, let me think about this. They did the Decibel, he did the Slayer tour, we did Europe, and then the last tour that we've done, you know, before the pandemic. So he had already done four tours with us, you know, before, you know, he officially was, you know, announced as being in the band. There was no kind of transition or anything. It was just like, okay, Eric's in the band. I mean, he's our brother, you know, he's recorded with us for years. He's basically been a sixth member of the band for, you know, the last, you know, 20 years anyway, you know, 15, 20 years. So, you know, recording the records he's, you know, done, starting with the Kill album. So I'd love to have a cool story about how it all came about. And it was just like, we should have Eric in the band. You know, he did the tours. We obviously knew we could get along with him. We knew him anyway. And that was that. We just were like, okay, we, you know, Eric, of course, there was the waiting, not the waiting period, because it was fairly quick, but we did have to offer him the gig, if you will. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe he could have been like, hey, I'm just too busy with the studio, blah, blah, blah. Hate Eternal, but, you know, of course he didn't. It all made sense. Everyone just felt like it was just the easiest decision. And I think for him, you know, I hope it was an easy decision. And, you know, now he's in the band, and it's crazy. We've played one show. We played the Psycho Las Vegas show.
Yeah.
That was his like debut as a member of the band.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, dude, any rules? I mean, come on. I mean, first off, for me, recording vocals with him is the easiest thing in the world, because he's a great vocalist in his own right. And I know that nothing gets past him, and I know nothing's going to get past me. I'm going to be very on top of things. And it's just it's just so great to have somebody to work, you know, that you work with like that. That's just, it's easy, you know, it's easy to get along with, and you know, is going to just put everything he puts everything he has into everything he does. He's the best. I mean, I'm so proud that he's in a band. I think everyone likes the songs that he wrote, you know, for Cannibal Corpse. And I mean, you know, we're going to be on tour soon. And I just look at what, you know, I don't really pay attention all the time to what everybody's doing on stage, but when you look to the left and he's savage, man, he's going crazy, you know, and it's great. It's refreshing.
Awesome, man. I look forward to it. Now I have to ask you about something. So, you know, everyone sees Quartz Grinder and they're like, man, this guy probably only listens to brutal death metal. He's the most brutal guy. But I have to admit, the first time I ever met you was at El Corazon, and you were in front of the stage singing along to a punk band called Off With Their Heads. Oh my God. Okay. You have an, so I met you at this. I mean, they're kind of like a dirty punk band, kind of pop punk mixed with punk. I don't know. Anyway, let's check him out. Really good band.
Yes.
So I was kind of surprised. I was like, oh crap. He's singing along. He knows every word. Tell me what's the story about your love with Off With Their Heads, man. And what are a few other bands that people might be surprised you like?
I mean, I grew up listening to, like, you know, hardcore punk, you know, death metal, heavy metal, black metal, all the different genres in basically extreme music I grew up listening to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, basically, like, I had Pandora and I was just, you know, playing World of Warcraft and wanted background music. So I had Pandora kicking, and I would just type in, you know, band names, and then they would give you the playlist. They would create a playlist like YouTube Music does the same thing.
Yeah.
And I was listening. I typed in a Cancer Slug. You know, my friend Alex Story, who sings with Doyle, but he has a band called Cancer Slug. If you don't know, go check them out. And I was listening to them, and one of the suggestions and one of the songs that came up was Off With Their Heads. I can't remember the exact song, and I was like, wow, who does this? And that was it. As soon as I heard that song, I went and bought, you know, I'm trying to think. This might have been before. I'm trying to think of what record it was, because I bought all the records as soon as I heard the song. I can't remember even what song it is. It tells you how stupid I am. But I bought all the records, and now, you know, I listen to them. Brian is a friend of mine. I went and saw them here in Tampa. And when I saw them at that show, see, I saw them one time before with God damn it. Yeah, this is the worst part about
Menzingers, maybe?
No, I saw them with Bad Religion.
Oh, okay.
In Orlando. But basically, my friend and I, we got there like a little late, but I think something had happened, and one of their guitar players wasn't there, and they played like about five songs, or maybe not even, and they were off stage. Like, we got there, got a beer, sitting there, they were done.
Oh.
What? I was so hurt, you know, and that was that. We watched Bad Religion, we went home, and I was, you know, I was bummed out. But then I was going to happen to be in Seattle. I was going to see a friend of mine in Canada, in Vancouver, and he was going to come down to Seattle, meet me, and then I was going to go back to him, and, you know, we're going to hang out for, you know, a couple of weeks or whatever. But I just happened to, for whatever reason, see that they were playing El Corazon, and I was like, all right, look, I'm coming this day because these guys are playing. And I I went there, and I remember too meeting a bunch of people. And I do remember, and if you're listening, I just remember someone coming up to me and talk to me, and I was like, no, wait till they're done. I've been waiting for so long to see this band. Let me tell you, I've talked to Ryan about this before. I went through a tough period of time just touring and whatever, and I brought it all a lot on myself. But they have a lot of lyrics that I think most people would, you know, just about life experiences, and I think most people would assume that, you know, are negative or whatever, you know. But I don't look at it like that. It helped me. I identified with some of the things that he was talking about, yeah, and I felt it. And that's probably what drew me to the band. And, you know, I told him, like, that night I met him, and they do if they have a good show, they do a celebratory shot. Yeah. And they let me be a part of that because awesome. their drummer, he didn't drink. So he's like, no, you can take my shot. You know, I don't drink, so I don't do it. And I was like, yeah, man. And it was great. I mean, actually Jeff Loomis came to that show too as well. Mm-hmm. He was there. I was hanging out with Jeff, you know, great guy. You know. I was part of that, and I just told him, listen, you know, and then they played in Tampa. Me and my wife went, and I did the Ryan's, this podcast, you know, and it's a different thing than just like, you know, listening to just a bunch of death metal, which of course is great. You know, it's been my life, but it's a band that just, I don't know. It got me through a lot of stuff. It got me through some tours that I didn't know. I mean, I knew I would have made it, but it made it easier. I mean, I would listen to them, and I can't explain. Like, I don't think anyone can really explain. You can explain what riffs you like or whatever, or the singer of a band or something like that. Yeah. But in general, I don't know. I heard them. Like I said, I was listening to Cancer Slug, and they played on Pandora. And then next thing you know, I'm actually friends with this, you know, with the band, and it's unreal. Like I said, it got me through a real tough period in my life, and I still listen to them to this day. I mean, look, I'm wearing a shirt. Ryan, yeah, of course, Ryan sent me the shirt, you know, and, you know, I can't thank him enough, just for, you know, for all the music he does and whatnot. I would urge anyone to go listen to Off With Their Heads. If you're into like a punk rock, then go check him out. I mean, I think you'll be happy with it. I mean, the lyrics definitely are about a lot of tough shit. I mean, they're definitely not the most, like, I wouldn't say they're negative, but they're like, you know,
they're real.
They're real, yeah. Like a lot of things that he had to go through. And I think people can identify with that because, I mean, we've all had some hard times in our lives. And yeah, I'm telling you, I had some, and I had them on tour, and, you know, listening to them just kind of picked me up, even though they were singing about the things I thought I was dealing with, or I know I was dealing with. Still, oh man, I could just, awesome. Yeah, they're an awesome band. I mean, that El Corzo show, it's crazy too, because the girl who works the coat check-in area, and just, I think she, you know how it's separated El Corzo, where the, yeah, bar, and then there's the non-drinking area.
Yeah, it's my friend Taylor was working there. Yeah,
yeah, the girl who works there, she had the disfigured shirt from Cannibal Corpse. That's, and I was awesome. Like, well, yeah, it's awesome.
That's cool. Awesome, man. Good memories. Okay, so I've heard you on podcasts, and I wanted to ask this because a friend of mine, Ron Gardapi, he sang for a straight edge hardcore band from Seattle called Brotherhood. And in the past, I saw, you know, a Cannibal Corpse, Brotherhood, an Accused tour. Obviously, that was, you know, long, long time ago. But you grew up listening to hardcore and whatnot. What are a few of your essential hardcore records? Because
when we were younger, we listened to everything, like anything that was like fast and aggressive. But when it comes to the hardcore side of things, I mean, Agnostic Front, of course, you know, Cro-Mags, of course, and later on Biohazard, of course. Mm-hmm. I love the band Warzone. I love them. I love Youth of Today. Oh, I love Youth of Today. I never got to see, you know, I saw a lot of these bands, but, you know, some of them I unfortunately never got. I remember Warzone, who I love, and me and Scott Vogel from Terror.
Yeah.
We always, you know, every once in a while he'll be messaging me. He's like, bro, Warzone, you know, like, yeah, you know, yeah, we love Warzone. They were supposed to play in Baltimore. That's where I'm from, Baltimore, Maryland. They were supposed to play like, I don't know how many times, and every time, oh, every time something happened and they canceled. I remember went and saw the Cro-Mags a few years, you know, like after the first time that Warzone had canceled. And Rabies was there. He was doing like security for him.
Okay.
So they didn't play, but I got to just at least say hi and whatever. And that was great. You know, rest in peace, Rabies. But I love the fire and the passion. Like, I'm not a straight edge person. I'm not, but you know, I drink and whatever, but I just love just the passion that they have for what they're doing, you know? I'm like, man, you know, like Youth of Today, you know, Gorilla Biscuits, all those bands, just amazing. I mean, I really love just the passion, the fire, you know? I mean, it's a totally different, it's a left field to what we do in say in Cannibal Corpse or any, you know, metal stuff I listen to. It's totally left field, but it has that fire that I think that, you know, all the good bands have, you know, like, I mean, they believe what, you know what I mean? They are so into what they're saying, and I get it. You know, it's like, I can tell you right now, I still have Star Today on purple vinyl from from like years ago. It's not a reissue. It's the original.
You can see right here, it says Start and the other one says Today. So I got to.
Awesome. Hell yeah. I mean, I'm all for it. You know, I mean, Agnostic Front have that song Strength, and it's, you know, on the live record that they did, it says this goes out to all the straight edge kids, you know, Strength of the mind. You know, I'm all for it. I mean, if that's what somebody's life is for them, good for them. You know, do what you feel is best for you. And I love the passion that they have, you know, in the music. I mean, I love the music. I love the vocals. Like, you know, Sydney's great. You know, it's, there's times when that's just, you know, there's times I want to listen to Off Their Heads. I'm just down in the dumps and that's what I listen to. And there's times, you know, you need a different, you know, vocal or lyrical mentality. I mean, sometimes Morbid Angel is not a bad idea, you know. Deicide, you need to be evil, let's go, you know.
Yep. All right, so you know, you're wearing the Off With Their Head shirt, I'm wearing a Take Offense shirt, obviously metal shirts and things as part of, you know, our whole world, right? And you know, I seen you rocking Krizian shirts on stage a lot. But thinking back to when you were a kid, what was your first band t-shirt you ever got?
Oh, man, I don't even know. Couldn't remember that. Jeez. I don't know. I mean, it was probably like an Ozzy shirt or something.
Okay.
You know, maybe an Iron Maiden shirt. It might have even been a Led Zeppelin shirt, which I'm not really like the biggest Led Zeppelin fan. Like, but there were times when, you know, and I think this is for all parents who don't understand the music their kids are listening to. You buy a shirt that you think your kids like, and they're just going to wear it because, like, okay, my mom bought me this. But I had the Led Zeppelin shirt with the angel on it or whatever. I do remember I had that, and I think my grandmother had bought it. And, you know, I was not really, you know, I was into, you know, Black Sabbath and Iron Maiden and Judas Priest, you know. But, you know, sometimes your parents, grandparents, they don't understand what you listen to, and they buy you some stuff that, you know. But you wear it just to, you know, absolutely, for them. And probably Led Zeppelin, maybe, I don't know. If not, the first that I might have bought myself or that I was really proud of would probably be a Black Sabbath or an Ozzy shirt, you know, more than likely.
Cool. Right on, man. Well, we're coming to the section where I tweeted out that I was going to be interviewing you and a couple questions, if you don't mind, from the listeners.
Well, sure.
So Seth wanted to know, do you have any pre-show rituals and do you take a long time to stretch your neck out?
Oh, nothing really. I mean, like basically when we walk on stage and the guys are feeding back, I'll go to one of the cabinets, you know, right next to the drums, and I'll take a drink of water. I'll do a couple of growls, you know, a couple and and I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I'm good. That's it. Before the show, there's really nothing. I used to like do like leg stretches or whatever, and I just started realizing, why am I stretching my legs when my neck is doing all the work? Mm-hmm. What's the point? I'm just standing on the monitor. I don't need to stretch for that. So I stopped doing any of that. I don't have any real vocal exercises. Like I said, we get on stage, I do a couple of growls, says to myself, all right, I'm ready, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I drink water on stage. Every once in a while, if my voice doesn't feel like it's where it should be at, I'll drink some Coca-Cola. You know, the syrup just helps. It does. Yeah, it's magic. Course. It is magic, man. I'm just telling you. I wouldn't say do it all the time. It's like one of the worst drinks you could ever have. You know what I mean? Like,
but on stage.
At one point, I got so dependent on it. I was drinking 3 cans of soda a show.
Whoa.
And that's just not good. Yeah. I mean, I think some people think that I was doing it because of the sugar in it and the caffeine, the jolt. And it was not about the caffeine at all. The syrup is magic coating for the throat. I'm just saying, if your voice is like, for a lot of death metal singers, if you don't have the catch where you're going and it's not doing that, it's going like, you know, you can't get over the hump. It helps. The Coca-Cola helps. I had a bad show in Portland and that's where it started. And so, drink some soda sometimes, but mostly just water. And yeah, like I said, I do a couple growls and then I know I'm ready to go. I can't imagine if I was sitting in the backstage just growling for half an hour. The guys would be like, dude, shut up, man. You know, come on, we're trying to warm up here, bro.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be pissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, so Lori wants to know, and just for anyone that's watching that's going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Corpse Grinder has shared many times on social media and whatnot that he is a killer at the claw machine. So Lori wants to know, what's your method for being such a badass on the claw machine? What's your method for winning? And Or is this like a trade secret that you can't share?
Oh, no, no. I want everybody to win. You know, it's the best part. I will say, I was just at Walmart about 3 days ago, and I failed miserably. I didn't win the damn thing. I was like, oh, man, they just restocked it. I'm going to tear this thing up. Nope. I was all ready to make my post. Look at all these things I won. And I didn't win a damn thing. I don't know. Like, I've noticed over the years, like some places set the teeth or the claw itself. They set it really loose. Some claw machines go down. You can send them down so far and then move it around until you finally depress it all the way. And it, you know, and so I just look for like most claw machines, stuffed animals, you know, it's like a, say a bear. Two arms, two legs. I try to sometimes get the claw under the arms so that even if it's going to fall, it kind of catches on certain body parts. And then, you know, and then there's some claw machines where you can, like, there's one, the one at Walmart, like you can depress the claw down so far and then you can move it. And sometimes you don't even have to like depress it all the way and let it set itself and, you know, pick down. And you can pull the animal across into the hole. I mean, sometimes that is an option. I mean, there's a lot of different ways. I would say this. You have to spend some money. Sometimes you're just going to have to put some money into it. And you start realizing, like for me, right away, I know if the claw is set a certain way, then I'm like, you know, we're not going to win nothing off this thing. It's just going to be this way. And I just won't play. If I feel that the claw machine, okay, we can win this thing. We can get this at least. I mean, there's been a couple of times where I remember, excuse me, 2014 Mayhem Fest. We were on tour with, you know, it was the Mayhem Festival and Suicide Silence. They're my brothers. They were with me. We went into Walmart. All the buses stopped at Walmart so we could just stock up on some stuff. They had that little arcade area. I love those. Like a lot of times it's just one or two like claw machines, but this place had like a bunch. And I remember there was a Bride of Chucky figure in the back, and our guitar tech, Brian, was like, I'm going to win this grinder. I'm going to get this thing. And there was an eagle in front of it and he just couldn't get it. He's like, oh, this thing, I'm done. I'm going to bed. So he goes back in the bus and I was like, I'm going to win it. Watch. He's like, even you won't win this. Dude, no way. And so some of the guys in Suicide Silence were hanging around. I was like, listen, I got two rules when I'm playing the claw machine. If I pick something up, do not say you got it, because it will drop. Guaranteed. The gods of claw machines will put it right up your ass. I mean, they will take your pleasure. One time in Texas, I had this, my mother loves Dale Earnhardt Sr. She's a big NASCAR fan. Mm-hmm. And there was this car in this claw machine in this club we played in somewhere in Texas. I picked it up and I was like, ooh. And somebody goes, dude, Corpse Grinder, you got it. And I was like, I just told all the kids that were watching me, I just told them, don't say a word. If it drops into the hole and it's in my hand, then you can say, yeah, I got it. Because otherwise you don't ever have it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I kind of gave them a hard time. I was like, yo, I just have to tell you what I was giving them the business. And then I felt bad about it. I was like, look, I'm not trying to be rude to you. I told you. It's just, it's happened. My wife Stacy's probably done it. And I'm like, she doesn't do it now. She knows, but maybe, you know, years before. And I would just be like, just look, I'm not trying to be mean, but I told you, you can't. So anyway, the Bride of Chucky doll, like there was an eagle in the way. And then so all those guys were there. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna just tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna draw this map and I'm gonna show you the course I'm gonna take. This eagle is in the way. You're never going to get that because she's against the wall in the back of the claw machine. So you're never going to get it, number one. And number two, the eagle's in the way, like I just said. So I said, I'm going to move the eagle. Now, maybe I'll get it because the way it's sitting, I could probably win the eagle. It was an eagle or a pit bull. I think it had a Harley Davidson shirt. It was one of those. Anyway, I explained it. So what happened? I moved it, but I won the pit bull or the eagle, whatever it was, first. And then they're like, okay, but look, she's against the wall. You can't win that. I was like, okay, well, here's what's going to happen. See the leg right there? I'm going to use the end of this claw machine to touch the leg and pull it. And then she's going to pull away from the wall. And then she's going to be totally, you know, right there. And I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm the greatest thing that ever happened to claw machines, because I guess I'm bad for claw machines. You know, you look at how at the business, they don't want you winning all the time.
Yeah.
But I moved her. Her whole body was like against the claw machine like this. And then it fell flat. And then I won it. And then I went in the bus, and I'm our bass, our guitar tech babyface, Brian. He was in the bunk, and I was like, "Hey, you awake?" And he's like, "Yeah, what's up?" I was like, "Here, I told you I'd win this. Don't you ever tell, don't ever doubt me."
Yes.
And he was like, "Oh, no, yeah, Grinder, hell yeah." You know? So, I mean, you got to spend some money, man. You got to spend money. You got to sometimes the first try is, you don't give up. You go, oh, you look at it and go, okay, this thing is in an awkward position, but if I move it over this way, if I somehow can, because sometimes you can just touch the arm and then you pull it over and then it moves and then you're in, you know, it depends. There are ways to go about it. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you're successful and then sometimes you're not. And I can tell you, they are definitely a money sink, you know, claw machines. I've spent some money and never got a damn thing. I walked away just disappointed, mad, frustrated, wanting to put my fist through the glass and just take the damn claw machine myself. Take the damn toy out of the claw machine myself, which I would never do. But I will tell you one more thing about claw machines. Years ago, before I really became, you know, infatuated with claw machines, you know, we're on tour at Cannibal Corpse, and we're, you know, a lot of Flying J truck stops, they have Denny's as part of the truck stop, and Denny's always has the claw machines.
Yep.
And one year we were there, and they had a claw machine that just had T-shirts, you know, sort of wrapped up with you know, rubber bands or whatever. And I remember we went in the bus and we got a Cannibal shirt, we wrapped it up, and I got my hand up there and I shot it into the claw machine. Now, like,
that's,
I
went, awesome.
Yeah. So somewhere, I don't know where it was, at Idaho or somewhere, I don't know, and we put a Cannibal shirt in there.
That's amazing. Someone probably got it and I'm
like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Threw it away.
No. They probably were like, what the hell is that? And then their parents are like, do not wear that.
Well, maybe. Well, I believe it was a logo shirt. So, okay. And just, I think it had tour dates on the back. So
nice.
You know, and you know, you're talking like probably 1999 or something, 2000, before the internet became what it is. So they probably weren't going and looking it up. But maybe, who knows? Maybe somebody just was like, I'll play claw machine, I'll win this shirt, whatever it is. It's got the red lettering, whatever. And went, wow. And then looked us up, and who knows? Maybe we made somebody a metalhead. You never know.
And hey, just like you taketh from the gods, you give back to the claw machine gods.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course, man. I was like, man, somebody could win our shirt. And the only thing I regret about it is that we couldn't see it, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
We weren't going to be there to witness it, you know. And then I thought to myself, well, I could have probably just went and won it back myself. But that defeats the purpose. You want somebody else to win it.
Exactly, dude. Thank you so much for taking the time. It's been awesome to chat with you about scars to off with their heads, to claw machines, to the new Cannibal Corpse, the new solo record. Again, the 25th, right? February 25th.
Yes, February 25th.
February 25th. It's called Corpse Grinder. You guys are going to be coming out to Seattle March 7th at Showbox Market. Any final words for the listeners today?
Just thank everybody for the support of Cannibal, of me, of just metal in general. And hope to see everybody raging on tour. And, you know, hopefully this whole thing, pandemic thing, is done and we can just get back to being, you know, playing metal.
Dude, wouldn't that be nice? This is actually like the first interview in like 2 years where I didn't specifically ask about coronavirus.
Sure, I get it. I mean, look, it's hopefully going away, or at least making it normal enough to, we can all just get back to, you know, going to shows and seeing everybody and whatnot. So
it felt nice to just talk about normal stuff again.
And I ruined it. I blew it.
No, not at all, not at all. Dude, thank you so much, George. Have a good one.
Thanks. Take care.
You too, man. Bye.
Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.